Blog Talk Radio.
To be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing. A sweet and sour victory. So keep walking and walking, walking, though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can leave you so
God bless you all this evening. We just thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in with ICL, with our host, Bishop Davis, spreading the fire. I'm telling you right now, last night it was good. Last night the fire began to burn, by God, letting you know that the last shall be first. And I'm telling you right now, you might as well shut off your TV, get into a place, get in a quiet place, amen, so you can stay, pay attention to what God's going to share with you today. We thank God for everyone that is tuning in all over the world, even our friends and family in international areas, South Africa. We thank God for you for tuning in, and our families and friends in the United Kingdom. We thank God for you as well. And right here in the United States of America, we thank God for our families and friends all over the world. Amen. We just give God the honor and we give him the blessing. I'm telling you right now, you want to get focused, go ahead and shake off whatever came on you today, because I declared and decree that God got a blessing with your name on it. I know that you're going to be able to receive your deliverance, your miracle. God don't need no four walls to give you what you need. On last night, my God, if you missed it, you missed a great move, because individuals getting healed, getting delivered, was getting set free. We just thank God for his powerful movement. Amen. I don't want to take up too much time. We're going to go ahead and bring in our host, my God, for this whole week, our very own Bishop Michael Davis. God bless you, Bishop.
Bless you, my son. Bless you, everyone that's out there under the sound of my holy voice. We thank God for you tuning in. Strap yourself. The last shall become first. And as the song was saying earlier, it gets better. When we let it go and we let our bitter turn into better, then we only believe that God can make it better. Do anybody out there think that Jesus Christ, the one who rose just a few days ago, can make whatever you are going through that was bitter in your life,
yes,
that because he rose,
amen,
early Sunday morning, it is better now? He died so that we can have better. So we come this week. This is the second night of a revival fire, the resurrection of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we are spreading the fire all across the country right now in the name of Jesus. And we come tonight and just pass the kindlewood that was burning last night here in North Georgia, and we're going to shift it on down to South Georgia to Fresh Apostolic Ministry, where the pastor is none other than the apostle-elect Jimmy Battle and his wife, elect lady prophetess Felicia Battle. Are you all there?
Yes, we
amen.
Are.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, my sons and daughters. Welcome. I'm going to turn it over to you, and you all flow like you do, just like you home, and just let the world and the people of God feel what God is. We passing the kindlewood to you now. Set it on fire. You are released to do. Amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we glorify you, we honor you, we thank you for this time, we thank you for your presence, oh God. And God, we just ask you, oh God, to forgive us, oh God, for any sins, oh God, right now. Oh God, we come to you holy, oh God. We come in your presence, oh God, giving you thanks, oh God, for this day, oh God. And as we go forth, oh God, and to do your will on tonight, oh God, we just want to bring you glory, oh God. And we just honor your presence in this place, oh God. And we just thank you for the opportunity, oh God, for the apostles, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, as we come together in unity, oh God, to give you glory and to give you honor, oh God. And we just glorify you for the word that's coming forth on tonight, oh God. And God, we just want to spread your fire, oh God, so people can get delivered, oh God, and set free, oh God, so minds can change, oh God, so we may be healed by your stripes, oh God. And we just glorify you, God, in all things, oh God. And we just ask you to continue to move by your power, oh God, as we spread it, oh God. God, get joy, oh God, out of what we are doing, oh God. And we give you glory for this on tonight, oh God. And we just continue to ask you to anoint, oh God, like never before, oh God. Anoint us to do your will, oh God. Anoint us to do your purpose, oh God. We know there's a call, oh God. There's a mandate, oh God, that has been dispatched, oh God. And we release our angels, oh God, to go forth, oh God, for people that are broken, oh God. Hearts, they may have been broken, oh God. We ask that you mend the broken hearts on tonight, oh God. We ask that you begin to turn around, oh God. Every impossible, oh God, situation, oh God, begin to turn it around, oh God. Begin to show them, oh God, that you are God, oh God, that can show miracles, signs, and wonders, oh God. Your miracles will happen, oh God. Even in the coronavirus, oh God, you are showing people your miracles, oh God. You're breathing into our nostrils, oh God. You're breathing into our lungs, oh God. You've given us a fresh wind, oh God. You've given us a fresh fire, oh God. You've given us a new outlook, oh God. You've given us new insight, oh God. And we just thank you, oh God, for stirring up every gift, oh God, that's on the inside, oh God, that we will run and not look back, oh God. We'll run forward, oh God. We'll run, oh God. We'll seek you, oh God. And we know there's a reward in the end, oh God. And we just thank you for moving, oh God, in this place, oh God. We just thank you, oh God, to touch everybody, oh God, wherever they may be, oh God. Touch them like never before, oh God. Touch them with a finger of love, oh God. So we thank you for doing it, oh God. We believe, oh God, that it's already done, oh God. That it's already done. It's already worked out, oh God. It's already changed, oh God. Even for our jobs, oh God, you're working it out, oh God. Even for the illness, oh God, you're working it out, oh God. Even for the bad doctor report, oh God, you're working it out, oh God. Even for the marriages, oh God, you're working it out, oh God. You're bringing unity, oh God, back, oh God, where the children have gone astray, oh God. You're bringing them back, oh God, just like you did the prodigal son, oh God. You're bringing them back, oh God. And God, we thank you, oh God, for the bring back anointing, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the renewing, oh God, of our strength, oh God. You're going to mount us up, oh God, in this season, oh God. You're going to mount the churches up, oh God. You're going to mount the pastors up. You're going to mount the apostles up. You're going to mount the leaders up. You're going to mount your children up, oh God. Everyone, oh God, you know by name, oh God. You know the hairs on our head, oh God. So we give you glory on tonight, oh God. We give you honor, oh God, for this thing that you're doing on tonight, oh God. Oh God, through, oh God, us talking on the phone, oh God. Let someone feel your presence right now as we pray, oh God. Let someone feel it, oh God. It's not about us, oh God, but it's about you getting the glory. It's not about us praying, oh God, but it's about you being glorified, oh God, and you being lifted up, oh God. So we lift you up, oh God. There's no other name greater than your name, oh God. There's no other God that is greater than you, oh God. You are El Shaddai, oh God. Oh God, you are promise keeper, oh God. You kept your promise, oh God. You covered us, oh God. You shielded us, oh God, through dangers and unseen and seen, oh God. You kept us, oh God. When man said no, oh God, you said yes, oh God. When doors were closed in our face, oh God, you opened up many doors, oh God. So we give you glory, oh God. We give you honor for it, oh God. And we praise your name, oh God. And continue to cover us, oh God. Continue to keep us, oh God. Oh God, as we keep our minds stayed on you, oh God. You'll keep us, oh God, in perfect peace, oh God. Keep our minds stayed on the works, oh God. Whatever will it is, oh God, let it be done, oh God. And we call you Abba. You are our Abba Father, oh God. You are our Lord, oh God. You are our Savior. You are our protector. You are our shielder. So we ask that you cover every church, oh God, that's on this line. Cover every apostle that's on this line, oh God. We thank you for repositioning us, oh God. We thank you for positioning us, oh God. We thank you for everything that you're doing, oh God, through the trials, through the tribulations, oh God. We give you glory in it. We honor you, oh God, in everything, oh God, through the good, oh God, through the bad, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We can't thank you enough, oh God. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we still can't thank you enough, oh God. So God, we thank you, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, for being the Lord and Savior, oh God, Jesus Christ, oh God. You are not the head of our life, but God, you are our life, oh God. You're the reason why we're here, oh God. You have purpose for us, oh God. We know there's destiny, oh God, that's waiting on us, oh God. We know, oh God, healing, oh God, is waiting on us. We know that there's deliverance, oh God, is waiting on us, oh God. And we put the devil, oh God, back to flight. We put him under our feet. No weapon formed against us shall not prosper, oh God. It may form, oh God, but it will not prosper, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for all things, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for everything, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for keeping our children, oh God. We thank you, God, for keeping our spouses, God. We thank you, oh God, for keeping our co-workers, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for keeping our bosses, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for keeping our ministry, oh God. We thank you for keeping the prophets, oh God. Give them a word like never before, oh God. Give them fresh manna, oh God. Give them fresh word, oh God. Oh God, let it be a running like never before, oh God. Stir up the zeal that's on the inside of your people, oh God. Oh God, it's still 2020, oh God. We still have a vision for you, oh God. It's still a good year, oh God. We still proclaiming, oh God, the gospel, oh God. And we'll be like John, a forerunner, oh God. We won't stop running, oh God. We won't get weary, oh God, in well doing, because we know we shall reap, oh God, and we faint not, oh God. So we thank you for this opportunity, oh God. We reverence you for this opportunity. We thank you for being a provider, oh God. When we didn't know how the way was going to be made, oh God, you made a way out of no way, oh God, because you are the way maker, oh God. You are the truth and the life, oh God. No one can come no other way but by through you, oh God. And we come through you on tonight, oh God. Oh God, through this line, we come through you being holy, oh God. We come, oh God, with your anointing, oh God. So, God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. And we'll praise your name, oh God. And for every prayer that is prayed, oh God, we cover it, oh God, in your mighty hands, oh God. And we thank you for everything, oh God, that Satan thought that he took back for us, oh God. You've given us double, oh God. Not just double, God, you've given us triple, oh God. And we thank you for the triple that you've given us tonight, oh God. We just glorify you for all things that you've given us, oh God. You're a restorer, oh God. You are a restorer. You're restoring everything, oh God, that we thought was dead, oh God. And you're bringing it back to resurrection. You're bringing it back to life, oh God, because you are the resurrected life, oh God. You can bring back those dead things, oh God, that we thought were dead, oh God. And we thank you for it, oh God. And we thank you and we praise your name, oh God, forevermore, oh God. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We give God the thanks and the praise and the glory for that prayer. And people of God, on tonight, the body of Christ are being encouraged that the fight ain't with your pastor. The fight ain't with your loved one. The fight is within the principality. I want to encourage the people tonight to know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against the power, against the ruler of darkness of this world. The spiritual wicked in high places. People of God, we got to understand one thing, that in this setting the fire, that we got to understand that what we got to set a fire is consuming this fire with the wickedness and with the trouble of this world. We cannot be consumed with fear, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and of a sound mind. And with that sound mind, people of God, you got to understand that God is doing something when we be still. Amen. We got to understand, y'all, we got to put the kingdom back first. Amen. The Bible also tells us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If we're not seeking the kingdom, amen, there can't nothing be added, amen. We got to operate under the righteousness of God, people of God. It's time for the people in the body to turn back to righteousness, back to holiness, because the Holy Spirit want to lead and guide his people. My God, I feel the presence of the power of the Holy Ghost. And we got to know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen us. In this hour, it ain't time to faint. It ain't time to quit. Whatever you do, just don't quit. We got to stand and fight a fight. Amen. We got to know how to cast our cares upon him, because he do care for us. Amen. We got to understand it ain't in our jobs. It ain't in our portfolios or what we got. Because the Bible Pacific tell a man should not live by bread alone, but by every word what that proceeded out the mouth of God. So I'm a firm believer. And we need to see what's coming out of, what is proceeding out the mouth of God. What is proceeding out the prophet mouth, the apostle mouth, out of the bishop mouth, that we are like in the season, that we need to grab hold to the word of God. Hey, my God, we got to believe the word of God when it comes forth through the means and women of God, because that is our safe place. That is our refuge. God has anointed and appointed people for such a time like this. And we thank God right now in the name of Jesus that we got to understand that for our weapons are not carnal, but are mighty in God. For the pulling down, watch this, casting down imagination and every high thing, watch this, that exalt itself against the knowledge, peoples of God, against the knowledge of God. Bring every thought into the captivity
into the obedience of Christ. People of God, we got to cast down everything that's trying to exalt itself. What is it in our life tonight, right now? Come on, what is that trying to exalt itself above the knowledge that God have already have given us, that victories already have been won? He did the most greatest, biggest victory of all. So we ain't got time now. We got time now to pull down, cast down all these fallen dogs. We ain't got time to play pity-pat with the enemy or who stepped on my shoes or who don't like me. But we got to pull them thoughts down. We got to bring them down in captivity. We got to know that Jeremiah in the book of Jeremiah, where God said, for I know the thought that I think toward thee. Amen. Now the thoughts are evil that to give you a spectator in. So God got a plan for us, y'all. God got a plan that even to set this world, amen, with his word. His word, my God, everything else going to pass away but the word of God. That's how important that we need the word. We need the word each and every day of our night, not sometimes. The Bible says he that dwelleth in the secret place. Why is this? In the Most High God. But one thing about it, he dwell. You got to spend time with God, not sometime, but all the time. Because dwelling in something, that means you spend time in something. That means you're going to love to go in the rim of something, because that is your refuge. That is your fortune. But if we leave the covenant in the umbrella of the Lord, we're going to miss out on the move.
Yes.
And that's why we find ourselves getting weak in the spirit, getting weak in our flesh, not in the spirit, but in our flesh, because we don't, somewhere in our life, we don't let the flesh creeped in. Oh my God. And have not been feeding our spirit, man. What have we been entertaining? Huh? I told them the other day, cut off the TV. Put on your phones. Huh? Stop entertaining what the world has got on. Who lifting up the name? My God, I feel like preaching now. Who going to lift up the name of Jesus? Who's raising up the name? Who speaking the word of God? Let's speak fire over the thing. We already been cleansed and sanitized by the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. If you feel with the Holy Ghost, you already been purified, stepped and covered in the blood of Jesus. Let no man fool you. Let no doctor lie to you. My God, if God say they finished, it is finished indeed. So now you got a right to stand up and fight. Come on, let's fight for the our loved one. Let's fight for our right, the righteousness of Christ. Amen. I'm not telling you go out there and get no gun or no knife. I'm telling you to drop on your knees and seek the kingdom of God. I'm telling you to run and drop down to the altar. I'm telling you to take out your ambition, that power, amen, that safe, caught, and loaded, that no man can come unloaded with the word of God. Because I'm telling you, the word of God is share. It's like a two-headed sword that'll cut you and sew you up at the same time. So, people of God, we got to understand. We got to almost get a Paul spirit in this season now, that even Paul had went through a lot of things. Watch this. And Paul, it took me back to a story when Paul was being shipwrecked at the time. Oh, my God, I don't want to go into any detail, but being shipwrecked at that time, my God, the ship was broke up on broken pieces. You may think you're living on broken pieces, but you better thank God tonight just for the broken piece, because you couldn't have a piece, but at least that you're broken piece. So you can take that bold piece and go on over to the other side. I don't care who's watching you. I don't care who's talking about you. You just let them see God in you. And one thing I like to go on down in the story, after them barbarians sitting there, calling in a power gather wood. Y'all know the story, but I'm going somewhere, because it's time to shake off some stuff. It's time to shake off some stuff that people are sitting back wondering what if the church is doing. What we doing is setting some on fire. Oh, my God. Somebody help me, Holy Ghost. So we got to understand that with Paul and he lit the fire. It's something about fire. Huh? Oh, my God. Even the enemy himself can't stand fire. So Paul gathered, and when Paul is stuck, when Paul gets, my God, when Paul lay his stuff on, while everybody else don't lay something on, ain't nothing happened. But my God, when you show up, when the Holy Ghost show up, oh my God, somebody about to give God some praise right there. When God show up, something has to happen.
Yes, sir.
So with that, they shot back and saw the viper came out and laughed on Paul. Paul probably looked better than this. This two-step pass. Somebody about to catch this. And Paul went and shaking it off. And the Bible said it shook out back in the fire. Oh, my God, come on. So we got to understand that people are looking and seeing if you're going to sweat up and die, or what you going to, where's your God now? COVID-19, where's your God at now? You got a cough. Where's your God at now? The church is closing down. And we got these naysayers that are seeing what the body of Christ is going to do. But what are we going to do? We're going to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. We're going to stand and see God's word move. We're going to see God's word heal. We're going to see God's word deliver and set free and set this thing on fire. Hallelujah. We are the church. We are the remnant of God. So we ain't got time to be fearful. I don't care how much they looking at us. I don't care how much they talking about. We got to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, my God, my God. If anybody going to see any proof of Jesus, it got to be you. Oh, my God. That's why James said, let patience have a perfect work in you. And as you waiting and tired of wanting nothing, oh, my God, only if we can just wait on God and move the flesh out the way and let God himself, as he got us in a home, as he got us in places like he got us, watch this. Oh, my God, it's time to seek because it started at home, then it spread abroad. How can you come to church and cast out 9 demons and can't cast out 1 to your house? Oh, my God, help me, Holy Ghost. But we got to understand. Now it's time to get our houses in order. Let's make sure now when we hit the streets, amen, that we can cast out. Let's hit the street and make sure that we're speaking with fire and under the anointing and under the unction of the power of the Holy Ghost. No more flesh preaching. No more flesh shout. No more having a form of God and denying the power of. What is the church today? What is the believers? We need to call upon the peoples of God to come to the oneness of God. Because that is what God is looking for, the oneness, that we can create this kingdom of God. Amen. And everything that has to get on the flag. I love one thing. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. And then one thing to remind me, when Jesus got on the boat on the other side, oh, my God, I want to know how many evil spirits know you like that. But Jesus had to go to them, they came to him. And they recognize who he was. He walked with that kind of authority. He walked with that kind of power. And that same with the red power that he had been raised with, he had given it up to us. But we, as believers, y'all, we got to believe that we operate in power. We got to believe that God have ordained us for some time like this. Why worry when the Bible already speak of this? Why worry? Why get scared when the Bible already told you these things must happen? So it's time for us to grab grip and grab hold onto our faith. Your sound ain't pleasing God. Your song ain't pleasing God. Watch this, catch me. I know we can speak in tongues, but your faith the one that moving. Because when I'm faith, yes. The Bible said it's impossible to please him. So it's time out for entertainment. I tell people all the time, I don't have entertainment. My life is on the line. I thank God what I heard earlier. My God, concerning about the cross. And we got to believe in the death, in the resurrection, in the baptism, the death, in the resurrection. We got to believe. We got to believe.
Yes.
What God already said is finished. And God is holding all of us accountable on what we're saying and what we're doing behind closed doors. It's been enough word to preach, so we all should be walking around here saying hallelujah. But what are we doing with the word after we hear it? What are we doing after we shop? What are we doing after we get through speaking in tongues? What are we really doing? What about us, Christ? See, God. See in secret. He knows you better than yourself. See, I don't have time to put on a performance for the people. The people can't save me. The people, my God, I thank that he is Lord, and I thank and I love God that he is Lord of Lord and King of King over my life. You got to let him become Lord. He just can't be Jesus. He got to be Lord. He got to be Lord. Let him have lordship. Let him rule in your marriage. Let him rule in your children. Let him give you the final decision. Let him, because God is a God that he should not, he is a God, a man that he should not lie, or a son that who should not repent. So we got to understand, y'all, God ain't a God that he going to lie to you. If he said it, you can bank on it.
Yes.
And that without credit, you can bank on it. So I encourage you tonight, be strong. Let's know that our warfare, my God, it's not carnal, but it's mighty in God for the pulling down the stronghold, casting down every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Let's bring it, every thought, into the captivity, to the obedience, watch this, of Christ. And God will get the glory. But I will leave you with this before. If my people, which are called by my name. Huh.
Yes.
Only thing we got to do is humble themselves. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to pay your way out. Stop trying to make somebody love you. I don't even know why. What? Stop trying to make people love you. Stop trying to make people approve who you are.
Yes.
Humble thyself and pray and seek the face of God. Seek his presence.
Amen.
Seek him while he's there. Knock while he's there. And turn from thy wicked ways. Our ways are wicked. Our ways are wicked. And watch this. He said, then will I hear. See, even Jesus himself got to hear from the Father. He said, then I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins. See, something got to happen. It's a cause and an effect, people of God. It's a cause and an effect behind everything that you do. So you got to be aware. It's a cause. And then he said, and will heal they land. And then God can operate fully. Then you can really get your answer. Then you can really get fully delivered. You wonder why some keep going back doing the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. They have not yet fully turned. They have not really seek God fully. Because I'm a firm believer. If the Holy Ghost in you, the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you. He always give us all. Ain't nobody exempt. He give us all a state gate. To get out, to leave, to hush, to turn, cut the TV off, don't answer the phone. Come on, people of God, we can't be ignorant to some little thing. Because God give us common sense. He, the Holy Spirit speaks to us, but some people just try to override the Holy Spirit because they flesh involved. They so much in love. I'm afraid of who going to walk out and who I'm not going to have. The church, God ain't looking at how big the church is or how full it is. Can God raise up some leader that ain't staying in the season? Can God raise up some people that will speak the truth and proclaim the gospel? God will send them from the north, the south, the east, and the west. So I encourage the body of Christ on tonight, and I thank God for this opportunity to be able to share with the people of God. But let's stop fighting each other and fight these principalities and pull these things off our home. Go back to pleading the blood over your home. Over your doorposts. Go back pleading the blood of Jesus. Watch this. Over your mind. I used to tell people when they last time you rebuke yourself. Oh my God. We so quick to rebuke everybody else. But what about the thoughts that sometimes we think? What about the things that we say sometimes? Come on, go look back in the mirror and rebuke what you see that ain't of God. My God, by the Christ, God love us for real. And God got more for us. God want us to have eternal. So let's walk in victory. It's already done. Yeah. We just got to believe it. One can change 1,000. Two can change 10,000. There's enough on this phone that we come into agreement. Sign the one that we'll follow. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God
Amen.
The Lord of triumph.
Amen.
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. And shout with the voice of triumph, we are walking in victory. Consuming fight. Ah, what is
Amen.
This? Don't quit. What's missing is coming out of your mouth. Ah, the Holy Ghost can burn the whole stuff off. Apostle, elect battle, thank God for you, lady. Prophet, elect battle, we thank God for you. Apostle Spencer, would you like to tap into that? My God, my God.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Apostle. Just like as you were saying,
God bless you.
If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves, well, you know, and also the scripture also declares as well, my sheep hears my voice, but a stranger will not follow. And I really, even that scripture as Apostle was given, I believe God is trying to get something to the church. Because one thing about a stranger cannot tap in. But if you are sheep of God, God says you hear my voice. So the Bible declares, if my people that is called by my name, well, only way you're going to be called by his name or you know you're called by his name, you have to be a sheep. So God is trying to get his sheep or trying to get his people will humble themselves. So God is trying to hear from the land on your behalf, just like Apostle was saying. It ain't no sense of me trying to fight fight flesh and blood or trying to fight you or fight you because God got a blessing with your name on it. You don't have to come on to some a brother –
another sister or trying to get somebody or be jealous of somebody else stuff, amen, because God got something with your name on it that he said all you have to do, if you call on me and humble thyself, I will first hear from heaven on your behalf. See, you don't understand. See, once you understand that God lives inside of you, God going to begin to hear from heaven on your behalf. So what's inside of you finna get ready to tap into heaven, and what if finna tap into the blessing you've been asking for? You didn't go through this fight for nothing. You didn't go through this struggle for nothing. You didn't go through this valley for nothing, because at the end of the day, my God, the race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endured to the end. And I declare and decree that everyone that is listening, you are endured. How do we know you endured? You on a line having a fire time with us tonight. You already are praising God with us tonight. So through all that you done been through, you might as well go ahead and put your guns, my God, and point it at somebody else. And I want to say this last point, and I'm gonna run. Amen. It's just like one thing about the demonic spirits, and the church need to understand that they operate in unison. You won't get a spirit fighting against another spirit. Amen. But it's somehow the body of Christ or people in the body of Christ begin to fight. You can look at Genesis through Revelation. You will never see a spirit or the devil trying to attack itself or trying to attack the ones that he is with him. Amen. So I want to tell somebody, if you feel as though you want to attack and you up under pressure, well, baby, you might well praise God, because the enemy sees something or knows something that is going to get ready to manifest in your life, so you might as well shout. And one thing that the enemy loves to do, he loves to send a spirit of distraction. Distraction ain't there to try to rough you up. It ain't there trying to beat you up. All it do, it wants your focus. It wants your attention. But if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, I will hear from heaven, then I will hear from the Lord. God got a blessing with your name on it. Back to you, Bishop.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying that this is trying to lay you down, but this fire is trying to get you up. So no matter what you're going through right now, if you will stand to your feet wherever you are and begin to clap your hands, all you people, and shout with the voice of victory, we're not going to lay down. Jesus laid down his life, but he got up early Sunday morning with all power in his hands. Thanks to God, we can no longer lay down anymore. We must put the fire of the Holy Ghost underneath us and burn whatever's going through. Burn the infirmities away. Burn the heartache away. Burn the blood pressure away. Burn the sugar diabetes away. Burn the glaucoma away. Burn the Corona 19 away. Burn Holy Ghost, burn. Burn Holy Ghost, burn. Oh, clap your hand in victory. Because on Resurrection Sunday, he got up and he had all power in his hand, which includes healing, deliverance, and setting free of the sin sick soul. So if my people, let's humble ourselves and let's walk in the victory, because the cross gave us receipt to show that we have the victory. It has been paid.
Hallelujah.
So whatever you're going through tonight, I feel the Holy Ghost moving in this place. So if we all connect one to another, no one that is hearing our voice tonight should lay down and don't sleep well. No one that is hearing our voice tonight and know that if we just make a U-turn in our life and we humble ourselves, we pray, we begin to seek the face of the Lord, because he knows your faults. So begin to seek him, humble yourself, and begin to turn.
Yes.
That the Lord had gave me some words on last night. after I heard the word that came forth on last night. And I was just writing the words down, and I didn't understand what they mean and how he wanted them to go, but I was putting them in chronological order as he was giving them to me. And then he said, no, no, not chronological order. He said, you put them in the order as I gave them to you. So he gave me the word reposition. And then he said, I want you to take this word reposition, and he said, I'm going to break the word reposition down to you in different words. And then he gave me reposition. He said, after I reposition you, I'm going to position you. But once I position you, there will be opposition. And he said, after oppositions come, there will be situations. And he said, after the situations come, you're going to have to use your intuition. And he said, after the intuitions come, they're going to be transitioned. And he said, all through all of that, that is what's going on with the body of Christ. But they don't want to turn. They don't want to shift. They don't want to do what I'm telling them to do. All they got to do is begin to reposition and trust me to put them in the position. And even though after I put them in the position and the oppositions come, the situations come, you got to begin to let your spiritual intuition kick in. And when your spiritual intuition kick in, there will be transition. So when the transitions come, there will be blessings, there will be miracles, there will be signs, and there will be wonders, and people's minds will be blown. We asking God to blow our minds, but we don't want to reposition. We don't want to move. We don't want to shift. We want to stay comfortable. But God is making it uncomfortable for us.
Yes.
So we got to trust him in the midst of us. We saying, God, get us out the four walls. He's taking us out the four walls. He's doing something strategically. Something strategically that the people don't understand. Only the ones that operate in holiness, only the ones that know him in the spirit will be able to understand the move of God. And the move of God, God is moving. But we got to move when he moves. We got to shift when he say shift. We got to reposition when he say reposition. And in the midst of reposition, some people may get left. Some people may get lied on.
Yes.
Some people may talk about you. Some people may leave you. Some people may falsify information about you. But you got to trust him to know that there's a transition on the way. And in the transition period, there's a change. And we got to trust him with this change. We got to trust him with our state of mindset spiritually. So move when God say move. Do when he say do. It's not the normal anymore. We're not on the norm anymore. We're tapping into the super. And we're asking for God to show us the super of him. He's showing us super. He's showing us greater. In the midst of all this chaos, I still see blessings. I still see him moving.
Yes.
I still see him keeping us. I still see him healing us. We've been in contact with the corona, just found out today, but God still kept us. So he's a God that keeps us in the midst. When we reposition ourselves, God is faithful at his word.
Yes.
So if we just begin to reposition ourselves, and we begin to let him have our mind, let him take over, trust him with your life, trust him with everything, trust him just like you sitting in that chair and that chair holding you. Trust God just like that. Trust him while you're driving your vehicle. Trust God just like that. Trust him just like you trust your spouse. Trust him that like you trust your job to give you a paycheck. Trust God just like that. Even when you can't feel him, even when you can't trust him, you still got to trust him. But begin to ask God. Say, God, if you want to reposition me, do what you want to do. God, throw your weight around. God, you can settle in me. You can settle here. God, you can trust me with your word. I'll deliver your word. I'll preach your word. I'll teach your word. Because everybody ain't going to be a preacher. See, everybody thinks they're called to be a preacher or a pastor. Everybody ain't going to be a pastor. Just because you can preach, that don't make you a pastor. Just because you're given an opportunity to say a word, because God has done gave you 2 or 5, 6 or 7 scriptures, that doesn't mean he's positioning you to be a pastor. He just called for you to get his word out, to be a messenger. Yeah. So we can't get it twisted on what God is doing. We can't mess up the process because we let flesh get in the way.
Yeah.
So tap into the spirit. Stay in the spirit. So I just say tonight, reposition so you can get in position.
Amen.
And even after you get in position, the oppositions are going to come. The trials are going to come. The tribulations are going to come. Situations will happen. things will take place. And then you got to allow your spiritual intuition to kick in. And what I mean by intuition, the ability to understand something immediately is about to happen. And when you understand something is about to happen immediately, then the transition can take place. So just like they sent out the stimulus check, just because they sent it to your account Monday, don't mean you got it Monday. You had to wait. You had to wait on that thing.
Amen.
So we got to wait and know that God is with us. He's mounting us up in this season for something. It's bigger than what we see. It's even bigger than we can even imagine. It's more than what we can think. And God wants to blow our mind. He just don't want to give us the norm. He want to give us something we've never seen. God, I'm getting ready to see something I've never seen, something I've never heard. I'm going somewhere I've never been. And I'm trusting God. And we got to trust God to know that we're not on this line just to be doing something. We're just not preaching just to be preaching. We're not encouraging just to encourage. It's for God to be glorified. It's for him to be lifted up. It's for his name to be exalted, greater than my name. Just because my last name is Battle, that doesn't mean I got to fight the battle. It makes me realize the battle is already won. The victory is already won. So the battles that I face, I realize that the battles are already won. And we got to know the battles that we face when a doctor give us a bad report. God, the battle is already won. You went to the cross for my healing. You took it just for me. So I thank God for giving us this opportunity to reposition ourselves tonight, to get us out of our comfort zone, to take us up to another dimension, to shift us up to another place. So I thank God for this opportunity tonight, Apostle. And that's all that I have
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. We thank God for you, Apostle Spencer. I feel that the prayer line should be open for a minute here.
Yes, sir.
For those who may want prayer, will you go ahead for me?
Yes, sir. Those that is want prayer, I'm telling you, this is the time where it's an anointing that is a brewing, and also the anointing that is over there on Apostle that led battles. I'm telling you, if you can feel it, it's ready. Amen. I want you to tap into that. And the way you're going to go about doing it is you're going to press 1 on your phone. When you press 1 on your phone, you don't have to have your phone on mute or anything. You're going to hear a buzz on your phone. We're going to give the last 4 digits of your phone number, and we're going to buzz you right in. I'm telling you, don't want to miss this. You don't want to be, I shoulda, I coulda, but God have a blessing with your name on it. So there's a call. I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone right now for God to be able to bless you in prayer. Amen. Are you the one that needs prayer? Are you the one that you need to get ready, that you need to go to the next level, the next realm, amen, that God is doing? Well, you don't want to miss this moment. You don't want to miss this time. You want to go ahead and press 1 on the phone, amen. One thing I like about this here, Apostle, as we waiting on individuals to press 1, one thing I like about it, amen, you and your 4 walls. Nobody don't have to see you, amen. So don't let the enemy steal, amen, what God has for you. So it's no excuse now. You and your 4 walls, you don't have to worry about what you got on, how you're looking, your hair is not right or whatever, amen. God ready to do something right now, amen, in your 4 walls. We finna get ready to go to the first caller, amen. Caller, you on the air. Last 4 digit is 0442. God bless you.
Thank you, Apostle.
Amen, caller.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, I'm asking for prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Ballard, will you pray for us?
Amen. Father, we come to you, Father God, humble as we know how. Father God, we pray for our dear sister right now, Lord, interceding in the gap for her, oh, Father God. And, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord, I pray right now for a spirit to be refilled, oh, Father God. Father God, I sense a refilling of the power of the Holy Ghost, oh, Father God. Lord, that will lead and guide her, oh, Father God, through all truth, oh, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. Lord, whatever hanging over her head, oh, Father God, whatever trying to, Lord, sift her as wheat, oh, Father God, Lord, we come against it now with the blood and with the authority, oh, Father God, right now, Lord, as you rescue us right now, Father God, Lord, that yoke of bondage being broke right now in the name of
Jesus. Offer life, offer family life right now in the name of Jesus. You are healed by your stripe. No infirmity against your body shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is calling you forth in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you right now, Father God, for interceding on her behalf, oh, Father God. And, Lord, let this prayer, Father God, right now rest, rule, and abide forevermore in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Will that be another call? You want to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. I'm telling you, you don't want the enemy to rob you of this. Amen. Don't let him rob you. Go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Why? The anointing is here and it's still brewing. I truly believe that God has a word for 5 of you, and if 5 of you are going to allow the enemy to steal it, amen. My God Almighty, don't let him do that. Amen. You go ahead and get your blessing. Go ahead and press 1 on your phone for the Lord to begin to bless you. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen, Bishop. We just give God the glory and we give God the praise. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
At this time, there's no other calls, Bishop.
Amen. Amen. I just want to thank God for each and every one of you. I want to thank God for your tenderness. I want to thank God for Apostle Spencer. I want to thank God for Lady Spencer. I want to thank God for Apostle-elect Battle and Lady Battle. I want to thank God for tonight. The fire is burning.
Amen.
Fire is burning. The fire is burning. The fire is burning. The fire is burning. If you want to stay where you are, don't come close to the fire. But if you want to burn, change. If you want to reposition it in your life, it's something about fire when it touches it, it has you taken off running. So I want to tell you now, if you get tapped into this fire that is burning all of this week in different areas of the United States and even abroad, the torch is being passed like the Olympic, and we're going to keep it burning. We're going to burn it.
Yes.
We're going to burn by the end of this week. We're going to be burn, and we're going to have beauty for our ashes. In order to get something new, you've got to do something different. We be in the four walls. You're still in the four walls, but it's the confinement of your home. The church started in the house. So God is bringing us back to the house that we can reposition so we can position the blood out the opposite prophet. I love that. So we can transition when we come back out the door. When we come back out the door, that's going to represent us resurrected from the tomb. My God, my God. When we come out of the door, we should have new weight. We should have new skin complexion. We should have new attitude. We should have a new outlook. When we come outside the next time to fellowship, we should look at one another as though we are family and not foes. We shall look at one another as though that's my sister or that's my brother. Because of us was incubated the same way. All of us had to come in the same way. And when we come out, we ought to look the same way. When Jesus got us out of that tomb, he went in that tomb one way because he was beat, he was whooped, he was scourged, and he was dead. But in the course of the time of the overnight, 2-3 night confinement, he was transitioned, and when he got up a new creation. He had a new body, a new glow, and a new glory. So it is time for us to walk in the glory, which is the victory of Jesus Christ. Amen. My God, my God. My God, my God. So we will continue to burn. We will continue to burn, to burn, to burn. And I tell you, God is good because he said, just like the disciple, can't you watch and pray for me for just 1 hour?
Amen.
Just 1 hour, and you see how power-packed it was just 1 hour. I feel in my spirit that there are those 5 people that is tugging with something in their spirit. There's 5 people that's dealing with issues of sickness, sadness, hurt. Don't let fear. Don't let fear under this anointing stop you from resting peaceful tonight. I just feel it. The Holy Ghost say, wait the next 5 minutes. and let you match that one. Match that one. Don't you miss it. Don't you miss it. And you can't say that Jesus was not knocking on your door because he's not having us to move because the Holy Ghost don't lie. My God. My God, my God.
Yes.
My God.
Amen. Amen. We have a caller, Bishop. I'm finna deep in the caller right now. I'm calling you on the air. Your last four digit is 0885. God bless you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Just prayer for strength and discipline and truly to truly know the relationship with the Lord and not mimic that thing. To grow and come out of childish behavior, to speak against anger and frustration, like she just said, pains of the past mistakes, truly forgiving, and just truly knowing and understanding what it means that God is in control and understanding how not to lean on our own understanding while walking this walk and to see the best in ourselves and stuff like that.
Amen. Apostle Spencer, will you break that for
me? Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, I got a question to ask you. Do you have a church home?
Yes, sir.
You have a church home?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Well, I just pray, amen, that the covering that you're on, covering that you are under, that they begin to pour inside of you. And as they begin to pour inside of you, what thus says God, I also pray and intercede for you, amen, that God is going to bring even your mind and everything back into its focus. And I declare and decree that the enemy that's been using and been coming in contact with your spirit to bring you out of focus, I declare and decree that it's going to bring you back into focus. I almost declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost, past hurt, past different things that has pierced you, that is constantly tormenting and bringing mind battles back to you. I declare and decree that is even over tonight. Everything that is trying to come back up, I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost that things going to be made in alignment according to the purpose of God. I speak even to your spirit to this day, that the enemy that you seen on yesterday, things that you don't seen on yesterday, never again you're going to see it again. I declare and decree that God's going to get ready to rise you up. You're going to be a strong individual for the spirit of the living God. I declare and decree it in Jesus' name. I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to the next caller. God bless you. Caller, you're on the air. 6993. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Bishop. Apostle Elect. This is Evangelist Elect Nita. And God has repositioned me about a month ago. And now I am in position, and I need strength. To help me get through the opposition. And I know how to pray for my own strength, but I think the biggest thing is that I just wanted to be in the presence, the anointing, the high anointing that's on the line tonight. I wanted to be in the midst of it. So I'm just praying for God to elevate me to the next level that he feels that I should be at, and to pray my strength as I go through the oppositions, the trials, and the tribulations, and to assure that me and my family are there together on one accord as we go together.
Amen. Prophetess Battle, will you pray for her, please?
Yes, sir. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray for our dear sister here, oh God. And we've heard that she have opposition, God, but we know that you are God, that you are winner, oh God. And we already know that we walk in victory, oh God. And God, I ask,
Amen.
Oh God, even for her mindset, oh God, on tonight, oh God. Let her, even in her home, oh God, get a relationship with you like never before, God. And then it begins to spread abroad, oh God. Give her a steady, oh God. Change her spiritual appetite, oh God. And begin to allow her to seek you like never before, oh God. God, let her begin to have a worship for you, oh God, like never before. So when things and trials and tribulations come up against her, oh God, she'll be able to speak your word, oh God, to speak your scriptures, oh God, and begin to give a song, oh God, down in her heart, oh God, when things come, oh God. God, no weapon that is formed against her, oh God, it shall not prosper, oh God.
Yes,
and we thank
yes.
you for bringing her out, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for covering her, oh God. We thank you for bringing her
yes,
out of
Lord.
The hook and the martyr clay, oh God. And God, and we're
yes.
not even leaving her family out, oh God. Bring them out as well, oh God. Bring them out
yes,
together, oh God, that they have the victory, oh God. And you're going to show them, oh God, that they do have the victory, that they do have the power. And God, give her strength, oh God, to begin to speak
yes.
those things that she
yes.
needs to see, oh God, and the change that she want to see, oh God. Let her first begin to change, oh God. Let her first
yes.
be the one to take partaker of it, oh God. And then, oh God, as it falls from the head, oh God, it'll fall on the rest, oh God. And God, we just thank you. And we are looking for results right now, because you are a right now God. You can do it
yes,
now.
Lord.
And I believe, oh God, that it's already done and it's already worked
yes.
out. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bishop,
Amen.
I can share a
Amen.
Couple of words with her.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. By all
Amen.
Means. Yes, sir.
Amen. I want to share this with you. You know, it's I want to share this with you that in the timing of God, he's going to take you, or he's going to give to you everything that you need. You know, we just don't want to move out of the timing of God into
yes.
a certain place, you know, because that zeal, what it is, you have a hunger, and that hunger is
mm-hmm.
burning, and it's supposed to be there. Because when that hunger is burning the way it is in your spirit, that's God drawing you closer. Because the more
yes.
you hunger, the more you hunger after him, you begin to seek him. And you go into a place of seeking God. That's the place
yes.
where, as an intercessor, as an individual of God, that's where you want to be. But sometimes the enemy try to tap into that and try to make us, try to bring us to a place to where the place doesn't exist. You know, it's a high anointing is really doesn't exist. What happened is, you know, you have to prove yourself to God. And as you live in your life and you doing what you're doing, you are proving yourself to God that you are worthy for a greater measure. It's not just giving, it's proving. And it's proven through your life walk. It's proven through your life focus. It's proven through things that you go through that you should have through in that hour and you don't. And it's proven right now. Amen. And every anointing that God give you,
yes.
he give you the anointing that going to work for the level that you're on. Trust me.
Yes.
What God already have you, you already equipped, you're loaded, and you're ready. Amen. And as
yes.
God continue to elevate, because you proving yourself to God that you are worthy for the next place, you are worthy for whatever you have next, you'll begin to see God pour inside of you. So just know you're good. That hunger, that zeal inside of you, it needs to be there. That's showing that that's a place to where your spirit is seeking him. You want more of him. You into him. That's where the body of Christ, and that's where the believers needs to be at. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You, Bishop.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is
Amen.
Good. Good. Was there any another caller online, Apostle, or that's it?
That's it, Bishop. Yes, sir.
Okay, glory. We thank
Amen.
God for you all tonight. I tell you, continue to pray tonight, and I just feel sweet rest. Sweet rest.
Yes.
Sweet rest. And until tomorrow night, at 8 o'clock, pray, seek his face, humble yourself, and begin to turn, and continue to let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn in your life. And until tomorrow, may God bless you, and he keep you in perfect peace. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle.
Just make it the cry of your heart. We'll be right back.
I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face. Oh.